Modular subtraction. We are now familiar with the set Zn consisting of the integers from 0 to n minus 1. And we have introduced the binary operations addition and multiplication. Now, can we also have subtraction and division as we are used to from the real numbers? And for the case of subtraction, the answer is yes. It works just like addition. If you want to subtract two elements in a modular ring, you can do normal integer division, integer subtraction, and reduce modulo n. Now, this is not the usual definition of subtraction in a modular ring. There is a more general one. But before we can explore the general definition, we need another couple of concepts. Even if this is not the standard and most general definition, it is correct. And when you solve practical problems, this is the rule you are going to use. But moving towards more general theory for rings, we need to introduce the zero element. And we already know that zero is an element in the ring Zn. But what really is a zero? The zero element has a very particular property. Namely, that for any element x in the ring, you can add zero on the right-hand side or zero on the left-hand sides, and you get the same element x back. We say that zero is the neutral element with respect to addition. You can add zero all you like and you will never change the original element. So being aware of that zero element is very important. It has special properties. Another important concept is that of an additive inverse. When can you find two elements whose sum is zero? It turns out that in a ring, for any x, you can find a y such that this equation holds. And that element y, we are going to call it minus x. It is the negative element or the additive inverse. And now, knowing what an additive inverse is, knowing what the zero is, we can define subtraction in a very, very general way. X minus y is defined as the sum of x and the additive inverse of y, which we write minus y. So that is a general definition. And as you can see, this holds also for real numbers, complex numbers, integers, all the other rings that you are familiar with. As an exercise at the end, sit down and find a couple of additive inverses. So find minus x for x equals 8 in Z26, x equals 7 in Z29, and x equals 1 in Z2. Good luck!